The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is no substitute for professional care by your doctor or your qualified healthcare professional. Never disregard or delay professional medical advice because of something you've heard on this podcast or in any linked material. Guests who speak on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Dr. Shirley neither endorses nor opposes any particular opinion discussed on this podcast. The views expressed on this podcast have no relation to those of any academic, hospital, practice, institution, or other entity with which Dr. Shirley may be affiliated.
Welcome to Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty. This podcast is curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD, as the definitive source of holistic wellness through beauty.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Shirley. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fab, a segment of the Forever Fab podcast where I review products, services, experiences, and frankly, whatever, in 15 minutes or less. If the full-length podcast is a couture dress, for example, then 15 Minutes of Fab is like a button-down French cuff white shirt paired with leather leggings. If you don't have time to tune into the full-length podcast, then check out 15 Minutes of Fab, just a small dose. Some have considered it truth and beauty or plastic surgery secrets or as a nerdy or academic take on wellness and beauty with a dash of fashion. Consider it what you may. My aim is to engage you as a credible and authoritative voice in most, if not all, aspects of beauty and wellness with a dash of fashion. That includes products, wellness services, technologies, innovations, new scientific research, and plastic surgery. As the founder of Holistic Plastic Surgery, my approach to beauty is through a lens of wellness that's grounded in science, backed by medical study and research, strengthened by my clinical experience, and bolstered by my surgical training with the use of principles and techniques of plastic surgery. And then there's my love of fashion. Of course, I feel uniquely qualified to talk with you about beauty, wellness, aesthetics, and plastic surgery, as well as products and services within those spaces, not only because of my extensive, and may I add, expensive training and expansive background, but also because I'm one of you. Many of the human issues around aging and being a fierce fab person, as well as an agent for positive change, I live these too, and I try. You're not alone. So together we can help the world become a more beautiful, forever fab place. So if you'll have me and give me at least 15 minutes of your time, let's get at it. In this new year, I've decided that it will be one of expansion and discovery. So I'll explore all sorts of topics, near and possibly far-fetched, while still focusing on the topics that make the Forever Fab podcast, well, fabulous, namely fashion, the art of living well or wellness and beauty. As part of my philosophy of holistic plastic surgery, which I created well over probably now 15 years ago, where I believe that beauty emanates from within, wellness plays an integral role in my practice. And this goes for many aspects of life that help you to live in grace and beauty, including nutrition, exercise, products, services, technologies, mind, body, spirit, and science. The title of this week's episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast is Wounding and Reformation, Practical Tips on Scar Management, Part 1. This episode of 15 Minutes of Fab is dedicated to reformation. And the title, again, is Wounding and Reformation, Practical Tips on Scar Management, Part 1. So in my work as a plastic surgeon, I'm frequently asked about scarring, how to manage them, how to make them go away, disappear, look better, feel better. So in this episode, you'll hear more about a holistic approach, my approach, to improving the appearance of any scar you may have. Khalil Gibran, one of my favorite poets, said, quote, "Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars," end quote. Harry Cruz, a novelist, said, quote, "There is something beautiful about all scars of whatever nature. A scar means the hurt is over. The wound is closed and healed, done with," end quote. And another one of my favorite poets, Rumi, said, quote, "The wound is the place where the light enters you," end quote. Now, all these romantic quotes about scars, you know, may sound beguiling, but frankly, sometimes the scar really isn't pleasant to look at, and sometimes it even is painful. A scar represents the body's way of healing itself nonetheless. It is the result of a complex and, quite frankly, a fascinating interplay of the body's natural mechanisms. Although scars will form in response to any inner injury or penetration or disruption of the skin's layers, whether planned or intentional or accidental, the appearance of a scar will vary from one individual to another. There are a plethora of factors that help to determine how a scar may heal and its final appearance after it fully matures, which can occur approximately 1 to 2 years after the initial wounding. In this episode, I'll discuss how to help manage the scars incurred following plastic surgery operations or aesthetic procedures or just everyday life to help to achieve improved outcomes in scar management. My preferred method of managing scars is to take a staged approach. In the first several days, I'll use a plant-based homeopathic remedy, several sometimes, to assist the body to heal optimally in the way that it does so naturally. In the first week, I'll also prescribe topical ointments that help to protect the wound while it heals below the skin surface. These ointments also help to prevent transepidermal water loss, since the wound appreciates a moist but not wet environment. From weeks 3 to 6, additional but different homeopathic medicines will be useful to optimize this stage of the body's healing process. And sometimes I will use a combination of those all at once. And sometimes I will combine topical medicines with oral supplements. Now, these medicines will be a combination of both oral and topical applications as part of my holistic protocol. Moving on, after 8 weeks, complementary modalities may also be useful. Microcurrent therapy, for example, may be performed directly on the scar in order to help release tightness and to help improve the shape of the scar. And in the case of painful scars, acupuncture is a helpful adjunct to scar management. And this is important to remember. It takes up to 1 to 2 full years for a scar to mature. The scar will continue to change during that time period. So patience with your body is essential and is actually a mindset that's a part of healing. Also, even at 2 years, a scar is not as strong as its original unbroken skin. Scarred tissue retains or regains only about 85% of the strength of unscarred tissue. So the scar may always remain more vulnerable or sensitive to external forces, even after it is completely healed after 1 to 2 years. Now, throughout the initial wound healing period, so from day 1 all the way through month 6, I generally recommend to my patients that they avoid exposing their scar directly or excessively to the following: sun, radiation, a deep or aggressive tissue massage. Gentle massage may be helpful, of course. Lymphatic massage is essential, but deep, rigorous tissue massage should probably be avoided in the first few months. Excessive force should be avoided. Trauma should be avoided. Irritation by tight clothing. Now, this is different from the post-operative surgical garment that may be worn, but even when you do wear that, it shouldn't be tight. Also, avoid excessively rigorous exercise. Now, I tell my patients exactly when they should start exercising what part of the body in relation to the scar at what time. Smoking should definitely be avoided while a wound is healing. Frankly, in my opinion, in general, it should be avoided. Swimming in chlorinated water within the first 3 weeks or first 6 weeks sometimes is not really ideal. Tattooing and lasering should also be avoided during the initial wound healing period. Now, each and every physician has his, her, their own method of assisting wound healing. So before you take my advice, discuss these methods with your doctor, especially if you are in a post-surgical period. There are even more modalities to help improve the appearance of scars, and these may be applicable typically after 8 weeks to 3 months, and they include laser, injections such as mesotherapy for scars, injecting steroids, actually injecting Botox and fillers, or neuromodulators such as Dysport, Xeomin, etc. Ultrasound is another modality that may be helpful to scar management. Physical therapy, if the scar is contracted or leads to a little bit of or some kind of deformity, physical therapy can help to release some of that scar tissue. And finally, surgery. I'm a plastic surgeon, so let's discuss the surgical option for revising scars. With that, stay tuned for part two of scar management. This concludes this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast. As always, stay beautiful and forever fabulous, inside and out. Thank you for listening to this week's Forever Fab podcast episode of 15 Minutes of Fab. Until next time, stay beautiful and forever fabulous, inside and out. Did you learn something today? Share on social what resonated with you most using one word and tag the Forever Fab podcast. And if you like this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast, please share it and subscribe to the feed. Listen to past episodes or check out who's coming up next on the foreverfabpodcast.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty, curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD. Live beautifully and help make the world a more beautiful place.